Joining us this morning, of course, everyone knows is Miss Pavna Luzra, our dear, dear friend.
Thank you. Welcome back.
We always love you having you on the show. We always love you. We love having you on the show. So,
this is a very, very heavy topic. And I've been wanting to do it for a while, but I said, let's just warm into it. And today at the almost the last program from my end to the year. So I thought, okay, it's time to... First, I was thinking about doing positive thinking. Me and Lynn talked about that. And then I said, no, I really been wanting to do this topic and let's just get it out there. And I think a lot of people want to know what really it entails. So here it is, you know, infidelity.
So what is infidelity?
So infidelity is cheating on your significant other. And it's not just the cheating as it could be emotional cheating, right? As well as, you know, you have the sexual relationship outside of your marriage or significant partner. Yeah. So that's what infidelity, and it does not, it's not like, oh, I'm never going to cheat. Sort of people think that I'm not one of those type, but it can happen to the best of the people. So it's real, you know, it's real, and it's not usually about sex, but it could be seeking friendships, understanding, respect, attention, caring,
connection,
you know, connection, right? Emotional connection. And especially for women, it's more about emotional, and for men, more about physical. I mean, this is what the studies have proven, that men sometimes seek for just for the
physical aspect
and could be just one night stand. And for women, if they are not feeling supported in the relationship and cared, and that's when they start seeking the attention from outside, and later on it leads to the sexual part of it. So so moreover, it's for men or women, both, it's kind of like they want to feel that sense of closeness, and because they're having lack of appreciation in their relationship. And it happens, studies have shown that it happens to the very, very beginning. More people cheat in their marriage, beginning of their marriage.
Really?
And you would think that's when people say, oh, you're in honeymoon phase.
And
there are studies have shown that people think, is it the right choice I made? Maybe this is, so you kind of think like, oh, maybe I will... I mean, never going to be having another person in my life. So you kind of can start contemplating, because you're in the very beginning stage of figuring out the marriage and the relationship. So people actually below 30, they cheat more than people above 30.
That's interesting.
The statistics are really interesting.
So so marriage is hard work.
I mean,
all of you are married.
Me too.
It takes a lot of courage. It takes dedication, resilience, patience, to maintain a long-term relationship. I wouldn't say marriage, because you don't only cheat because you're married. You can be in a relationship, dating, or even engaged. And there are people who are engaged, and then right before they're about to get married, they have a relationship outside, and just to say, hey, let me find out, like, am I ready for this commitment? And boom, you know, you end up making that mistake, which can cause you a beautiful relationship ahead. So that's infidelity.
Are there like different signs that makes a person cheat on another person?
So I can jump right into that. Relationship, why people cheat, because could be just out of boredom. People say, oh, you know, I'm just same person every day, I'm tired of seeing. I mean, I've come across this lady, and she was a client, and she once said, I was just bored. I mean, he loves me, I love him, it will never change, but I was just bored. And I said, you need hobbies. So that's what it was. And people have curiosity, what's it's out like there to be with somebody else. And it could be feeling in a relationship, if you're with somebody and you're having a conflict for a long time for different reasons, and then it's not like you plan to cheat. Right. Nobody really plans to cheat. It's just kind of leads into it, and you feel invalidated in your marriage. If one partner is just have more power in the relationship, and then the other feel like whatever I say is never good enough, whatever I do is not good enough, and then it kind of maybe the other partner start talking to somebody outside, and that goes into a lot more. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a sexual relationship. It could be just emotional relationship. If you are even liking somebody's Facebook, you seek for that person and look for in their profile and see what they're doing. Now, I think some people say that if my spouse is putting so many comments on my friend's profile and the pictures, I think that's not, for me, that's cheating. Yes, because you're paying more attention to somebody else.
Yeah.
Right? So you're seeking for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So some people, I have heard the story that it's out of shame. Like, if people have been in relationship shamed, like if, if a woman, husband is lost his job, right? And he is not working, unemployed, and she's shaming him, kind of challenging
putting
the
him
pride,
down.
Putting him down, and then he feels guilty. So then he thinks that he's not good enough for this person. So then he starts seeking relationship. That could be maybe online chatting, online dating. That's how it leads into, because they feel they are being shaming, the other person is shaming them.
Right.
So it's more, I've come across more people end up doing the online chatting, and which leads into meeting the person and having a relationship. And they think we will never cross that,
barrier,
but then it happens, right? So like I said, most of the time people don't plan it unless somebody say I'm bored and this person is giving me attention, so I have nothing to lose. Like, I am committed in my marriage, right? So what? I'm just, yes, it happens too. Sometime when you're bored and you think that I'm not going to divorce my partner. I'm not going to divorce my husband or wife. I'm just going to see what it's like. Out of curiosity. And then I'll see where it goes. I might not just go to the point of sexual part. I'll just play around a little bit, and that's it. But it's already, it's different. People consider infidelity at different level, but it is infidelity. Right? You could say, I never had a sexual relationship, but it's still considered infidelity because you are emotionally and psychologically, you are put yourself out there vulnerable to have inviting somebody into your feelings. Right? So it's already labeled infidelity. Right? Even online chatting, like I said, it is infidelity in a way because you are putting your feeling
somebody
for somebody outside of your relationship. So, so anyway, so like people feel power. People do it out of power because they think they can do it and get away with it. Right? If somebody is in a hierarchy role at their work, they are in a prestige person and they have a lot of people working for them, and they think, okay, I'm powerful and I can get away with having a relationship with my coworker or even for people who work for me. And so that's using power, using the power to cheat. And there's a validation. I've heard people saying that was okay. The other person wanted it too. So, and we were both okay with it. And I've seen couples that you cheat because you out of anger, because one has cheated. And they think, well, I did it because he should know, or she should know what it feels like. Despising the partner, and then by just doing it, exactly, revenge. But there's anger. That issue's never been dealt with. Why it happened the first place, but that's not a way to deal with it, right? So then seducing, seduction. You just want to see what you're capable of.
Oh, wow.
right?
Yeah.
And it happens a lot with women that they see that, am I still good looking? Am I pretty enough? Am I, you know, if you're not getting attention at home and if you get some attention from outside and it feels right.
Yeah.
And you said, okay, I'm never going to cross the line. I just want to see if I got it.
Yeah.
That feeling of I still have it in me.
Right.
Right, I'm not going to be like this forever, so let me just see.
Right.
And we put ourselves out there, but not thinking, no, it's not going to damage my marriage. I can stop myself. I have that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very fine line.
Yeah.
The trust. It's a fine line.
Yeah.
And you can't see it when you cross it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the line, you don't see it. You're just testing it. And you're just a little bit above. So it's fine. I can come back to it. But no, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yes. And then sex addiction. Mm. People clearly have the sex addiction issue, and there is definitely help for that. There is this therapy, cognitive behavior therapy. There is, of course, depends if you are hyper arousal. There's a medication for that. So people have to see that if they are aroused a lot, having problem with that, then they should definitely seek help for that. You know, some people masturbate and then because they just can't control their sexual urges.
Yeah.
And they call them daydreaming. They're dreaming about sex.
Wow.
They're thinking about sex. If they go see anybody, like the opposite sex, that's all they're thinking. Or even same sex if you're in a homosexual relationship.
Right.
So if you see somebody, it's like another bait for you to get.
Yeah.
So if there is that sort of thinking, then I think definitely there's a need for help, sex addiction. And love addiction.
What's that?
Yes, love addiction. Yeah.
Love addiction.
I've never heard
Sounds
of that
like
one.
Sounds like the movie's name, right?
Yeah, so exactly. We romanticize relationship. Oh. We want our relationship to be like the Bollywood movies.
Yeah.
And we think it should be like that.
The songs and the dupatta flying.
Yes. And I've seen... had client where they had multiple partners at the same times because they are just want to feel loved, constant need for love. And it's not enough from one person. That doesn't mean that they are, maybe this person I'm talking about, they might not be in this marriage or any relationship per se, committed relationship, but they could have multiple partner at the same time. So you're basically cheating on every partner.
Right. Yeah,
simultaneously, because you have the addiction, the love. Like, you know, I get this from this person, I get this from this person. So there are people who have multiple partners at the same time. They're juggling into that, but there's a constant need for that love.
Yeah,
and it's not you don't think you can get it from one person.
Right.
So nobody is perfect, right? In marriage, even if you person we are in married to or in relationship with, you can't get everything from that one person. And that's what we make mistakes sometimes. We expecting that person to be perfect. And we start expecting so much from that same person. You have to be caring, devoted, and you could be provider. You could be you know, good father or good wife. Or you should be all. You should be wearing multiple hats. Because that's what I want in you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do that, then if the other person is giving me a little bit of that, that's okay. I can take it. But I'm just going to stay in my limits. Right? So there is that need for that validation for your own existence, so your own being, because we all are egoistic human beings. We want to be constantly validated. In marriage, sometimes we invalid other person more. Actually, in marriages, you kind of talk over each other. You nag and you fight and you argue and you think, "I can do that. It's okay because I'm married to this person." But we don't realize that how much we slowly damaging the relationship. And I'm not saying every marriage is like that, and people cheat in every relationship. But it can happen to the best of us.
Yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's something we should be aware of, that there is a very fine line, right? That trust can be easily broken, and And it takes lifetime to repair.
Wow.
A lifetime. And once you lose a trust, you know.
It's hard to get it back.
It's like, you know, you steal a pencil when you're a little young, mm-hmm. and then of your friend, and the friend sees that you have the pencil, that friend will never sit next to you.
Yeah.
Lost that friend. Give you the pencil. Right? So it can be as small as that. And that's where you could learn about yourself. Your marriage teaches you. Your children is the second people
yeah.
in the line to teach you. If you,
yeah,
it, marriage is where you learn your flaws and gives you room to improve. Mm-hmm. That's the only place you know exactly how horrible you are and what you have to work on. Just not as a partner, but as a human being.
But I think we do it opposite, right? Instead of thinking of our faults, we look at the faults in our
partners.
Our partners.
Yes.
Because you think, oh, you're perfect, kind of.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I was born perfect. I can do no wrong.
Yes. But yes. That's a lovely concept. I never looked at it that way. Yes. That you do grow and you do realize what both of y'all need to work on.
Yes.
But to look at your own flaws, yeah, that's really
and jumping into that family of origin, you know, we should not neglect the fact that the background of the person, which family he or she comes from, if a person is grown up in a family where he or she has seen their parent, uncles, aunts cheating, then it's more prone to people can get into the yeah. same yeah. behavior.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, we have to take a short break. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we will continue our conversation. Topic today is infidelity. We are in conversation with Bhavna Luthra, marriage and family counselor. This is Chai Time.
And we were in conversation yes. with Bhavna, and we were talking about, like, your family background makes a difference also.
Yes. Like we were talking during yeah. break also that if it's in some culture or some families, if there is a, they have as a child, you have seen your uncles, aunts, and parents cheating. It's most likely that and then they stayed in the relationship even after that, and more likely those, you know, as adults you will.
Yeah,
fall in the same situation.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's subconsciously you. It's just kind of there. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we can get past this if it happens.
Yeah,
like I said, it's not planned, but it happens. And in some culture, polygamy is common. Like, you know, it's culturally approved,
okay.
accepted.
Yes.
So they said it's okay if I have another partner on the side, especially if by mistake, if you get somebody else pregnant and you feel responsible
yeah.
to take care of the child. And then if you're married already, you might not tell your spouse, but you end up keeping that relationship going. And because it's just culturally, it's been a norm. And so you kind of go with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of people have some multiple marriages and in different countries, or even sometimes same town, and not let
yeah.
everybody know what's happening there, because and then you validate that by saying it's common in our culture. So it's just gets really, really complicated,
yeah.
right? So then it becomes a responsibility on the other if they choose to want to be in their relationship or not,
right?
Right? Because you have the person who is cheating, they are just giving an excuse of culture,
yeah.
Right.
So there's definitely, I would say, there's not really a hope for rectification there
yeah,
in that
yeah.
setting, because it's culturally ingrained in that person,
right.
yeah.
So why does the other person feel responsible?
I have during my work, I've seen that women sometimes feel responsible that something maybe was missing in their marriage, that she failed to keep her husband to herself.
Right.
And so she thinks that she should have maybe taken care of herself physically, have probably worked on how to look more beautiful, then he would not have cheated.
Right.
So, but there's underneath maybe issues of self-esteem for in a marriage, that if for another, for a woman, that they struggle and that sometimes can lead the other person, say it's, she will know, you know, and she will be okay with it.
Yeah.
See, it's already kind of set in those, some kind of rules or patterns you create in your marriage, which kind of opens the other person to go out and seek other relationship.
Like subtle behaviors.
Very subtle, because they said she will be okay with it. She will, once like a man goes out and start seeking another relationship, like I said, nobody plans that way to go cheat. But if it happens, then you don't stop, let's say. What I'm saying is they don't stop. They said, oh, it's okay. You know, she'll be okay with it. I can get away with it because, she has nowhere to go. Right. So that's when you have to see that, is it? And then those are the setting when women feel like maybe they should have done something. I must be missing something in me that he thought he needed to go and look for somebody else.
Right.
So I'm telling all my girlfriends, my friends, my sweet ladies who are listening, don't blame yourself for this. Yeah. Right. A person who cheated, they are fully responsible for it.
Yes, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault, yes. So,
forgive and forget. Is it possible, you think?
You never forget unless you have amnesia, Alzheimer's.
Yes, I would think. I mean, I would definitely think that.
Yeah, so that's what, when the person who cheated, the betrayer, you know, he would expect you to forget about it. You know, let's move on. We can get past this. But there's a lot of work involved, right? Mm-hmm. So it can't be just like, okay, let's move on, forgive me, we're okay, let's be together, do things what's right. That's what we have invested so much in this relationship, we can get past it. But it takes time. Forgiveness takes time, and forgetting, the person who's betrayed should remember that the other person will never forget.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is a certain responsibility of person who has been cheated on, and that they can't just throw it at that person's face all the time, right?
Yeah,
right? It happens in some relationship that she or he will say, "Hey, you know, you are late. I know what you've been doing," right? So that kind of stuff. You play the same card over and over to make the other person guilty.
Right.
So that doesn't help the situation. Forgiveness, like I said, it's a process, right? So there has to be some sort of a contract. There should be a written contract saying, you know, if this happens again, I'm out,
right?
Or you need to go get some help. That has to be there. And then I highly, highly encourage individual therapy for both.
Mm-hmm.
Right, not the person who just cheated, because that person definitely need help.
Yes.
But the person who been cheated on, there's so much going on, those feelings, the emotions,
anger,
feeling anger, invalid, and they need help.
Yeah.
Like, to understand, is it really something they can handle or not?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a saying that once somebody cheat, they're going to cheat again. You know, it's just it's the fathom. You know, it's just been...
Always a cheater.
Always a cheater. Right. So it just been... It happens.
Is it true? Is that saying true?
It does happen.
You've seen
Especially if... It depends how long it lasted, the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If it was... It lasted, let's say, 2-3 years before the person got caught. Right, then they might test it again because they think, oh, it took her 3 months, three years to figure it out. Like, so if you get caught right away, then that means the person is more careful and guarded. Like, oh, she's on it, or he's on it, right? So, so there should be a plan when it involves forgiving. Both have to decide to move forward with it, right? And then both have to go get individual counseling. And then definitely couple therapy is must. Because if one person is seeking help, I mean, both are getting individual help, and then I've come across couples, they both have kind of feel like they have grown out of the relationship. But if they already have decided to stay in, then that really doesn't help the situation of staying in. So couple therapy helps them to see, come together, see how they could be again, you know, build the relationship. Because you're literally starting from scratch again.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's, again, the intimacy doesn't happen, you know, takes time. Trusting, being with the partner again in the bed, and then having the conversation, like, I don't trust you. Yeah. Like, and then the person has to say, what can I do?
Yeah.
So the person who is betrayed, they have to be on their knees, yeah. right? And feel that they are constantly being watched. Means yeah. like they have be guarded. They need to be guarded
yeah.
because they have put themselves there, right? Yeah. So that communication has to happen. Like, mm-hmm. I'm watching you, you know? Yeah. I'm watching you, and the other person say, yes, I am in debt that you forgave me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? I will never do it again. And if I do it again, you kick me out. You know, those sort yeah. of things yeah. has to have that conversation. Yeah. And then in the individual therapy, you learn, like, what really made you go that way? What are you really seeking in the relationship? Mm-hmm. What is this missing in your relationship? Not that the other person is doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And what is other person is doing something which is not working, that should be talked about in the couple sessions.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like when you go to individual therapy and you just tell their therapist that, oh, you know, she's this way or he's this way. That's why I did that. Like, of course, the therapist only knows one side. They might believe, yes, I understand why you cheated. And the other person goes, say, oh, this person cheated on me. What's missing? Maybe my self-esteem is low. Mm-hmm. So then you get help for your self-esteem, but you never address how you're going to make it this thing work. And that's when you go for couple counseling, and then you learn that, yes, we are both broken. Mm-hmm. We both are broken.
Right?
Let's put a piece together. Mm-hmm. Right? So let's make it one unit. Let's put this together. We both are broken, but we can make one together. So that's a relationship. That's a strong relationship. The imperfection makes the perfection, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway. Mm-hmm. So no pressure. There should be no pressure and no expectations. Right, no expectations for the person to forgive you right away, and no expectations from the other person that he's going to be totally on their knees and always be like, oh yes, sorry. Yeah. They won't be. You don't expect that other person to be constantly be apologizing for their behavior. Mm-hmm. So it's a both side has to be working, not one side. So if the person who had been cheated on, they need to understand, are they ready to go on that journey, which we were talking about, right, earlier, that it's hard work getting past an affair, right? So defensiveness, right? Mm-hmm. Even if you have argument again for whatever reason, don't get defensive that it's going to come up again. The person should not feel that this whole thing affair will be again discussed. Once you discuss, you decide, then don't bring again in any other arguments, right? So making a repair attempts constantly, because it's going to take time. Both have to take the responsibility, right?
Yeah.
And be transparent in communication. So if you feel like, and during that time, like if betrayer feels that he's having a fantasies again of other person, or even just watching porn, right?
Yeah.
You're having those feelings. You know, some people who watch porn, when they watch porn, they don't really picture their partner sometimes. They can picture some other people, right? Absolutely. So if you have those fantasies of such, or if you know somebody and you've been having the fantasy of that person, then talk to your partner and say, you know, I'm going through this. I'm having these feelings, right? If you, let's say, go for a massage, and by some people like get massage from the, you know, opposite sex, then if they feel arousal and then have the feelings, then come back home and tell your partner, like, you know what? I had the arousal. Right? I was feeling this way. Discuss those feelings with your partner. It's okay. See, that's what trust is. People think, oh, what if the other person finds out I'm watching porn and I'm having fantasies?
Or even ashamed to talk about their feelings. I feel like, like, especially in our culture, like, you're ashamed to talk about a lot of your feelings, where you feel like, okay, this person, although that might be your wife or husband, are going to judge me. So let me not say anything.
Right. Yes. I mean, daydreaming. People work, and on work having daydreams about yeah. having sex. Oh, wow. And that's okay. I'm not saying that's sex addiction. Yeah. It's all right. We suppose if you're young and you're happening, you know, you're going to have those feelings. It's normal. Yeah. Yeah. Talk to your partner about it. Come home and you said, you know what? I really feel this way. And I'm sorry, in my fantasy, I didn't see you. So
that would be a very difficult conversation.
So I think something is going on, you know. Maybe, you know, some people say, I want my partner to dress up a certain way and when we have the intimate relationship. Well, maybe because that's what you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If the other partner is willing to go in those safe, unsafe places.
Right.
So sexual intimacy should be openly talked about, which is very much frowned in our culture.
Right.
We're not taught to talk about those things. And I think it's time now to talk openly, tell your partner, what do you really want in that intimacy? What do you want in the sexual relationship, in intercourse? You know, it's just not just, okay, have intercourse.
Yeah.
And there's making love. I mean, making love is so broad. What does it involve?
Yeah.
What do you have? You want your partner to dress up a certain way? Do you, when you have that moment, or do you want to do certain things, you know, playful, 50 Shades of Grey, you know, watch that together, or, right, I mean, just talk about that.
Yeah.
Some people, I'm sorry, it's just daytime, but hey, you know, some people like to hit each other when they have the fun time. So just talk about those things, what you like.
Yeah.
Why are you seeking that from somewhere outside if you don't even have talked to your partner about those fantasies, right?
Yeah.
And it can happen maybe. Maybe your partner can say, oh, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you said, well, but it is for me.
Yeah.
So what should I do?
Yeah.
Right? So then you come in the mutual somewhere. This is my fantasy, but this is not my fantasy. I don't like this way. Well, talk about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Open the windows of communication.
Yes. So maybe you can come somewhere in the middle. And it's okay to do it for... That's what relationship is. Some things you do for the other because it may be not for you. That's what marriage is. That's what really platonic relationships are. You do things to satisfy the other partner, but it has to be both sides. Yeah. It's not like one person should always surrender.
Yeah.
And but that's what is the lasting of the sexual part of the relationship, of the marriage or intimacy. Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, I'm keep on going. I'm sure you have more questions.
Yeah, is there a guarantee that the other person won't cheat?
There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee of anything in life nowadays. So that's why what we're talking about today is so important. And it just, sometimes you're just sitting and you're talking about some, like we were just talking about somebody else, say, hey, this happened, you know, with our friends. Do you think it can happen to us?
Yeah.
Mm. Just open the dialogue with your partner. Say, do you think it will happen to us?
Mm.
What if it happens? And they're, what are you talking about? Your significant other say, what are you talking about? What are you? I don't want to talk about it. But you say, I want to talk about it. And then the other partner say, oh, are you feeling insecure? Maybe I am. It's okay to be vulnerable and letting your feeling know I am feeling insecure. Right? We are not getting it nowadays. So, you know, we are busy with little kids.
Yeah.
Or we're so busy in our career. We don't have time. So I am insecure. Are you okay with if we are not getting it?
Yeah.
And so that kind of opens up the communication. Because we are always on to go. We want to achieve more in so many other places. In our careers and with our children, we want to give them the best, and we have other commitments from society, social commitments, or and parents or whatnot, siblings. But we sometimes neglect those parts of us which are very, very important because our partner actually defines us.
Right.
If you're in a relationship, if there's something is going wrong in relationship, it's not one person's fault. It's both people are not doing something right.
Yeah,
right. True. Yeah.
So this is the, we should not neglect in a relationship. Communication is important, which we have highlighted before. Problem solving skills is important. Intimacy is important, but intimacy, which is involves also the sexual intimacy.
Yeah.
It's so important. And we don't openly talk about those things. True. We talk about cuddling, holding hands, kissing, but come on, you know, that's the reason we got married. That was one of the reasons we got married, mm-hmm. because we were attracted to each other. Yeah. Why were we attracted to each other? Because we wanted to be in the bed together. So why are we not talking about that bed?
Yeah.
The place we feel connected more.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, what was your...
What can we do to build the trust?
So, dialogue, open dialogue about mm-hmm. such things. And like what we just yeah. said, that have that conversation
mm-hmm. right.
and watch porn together. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. I was like looking down the line.
I just wanted to get a reaction out of you. Fulfill the other person's fantasy. Right, give each other that massage. What does that do to your partner, right? What if your partner say, I don't like massage, but I want to give massage and I want to get massage. So let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
So sort of stuff, this when you yeah. said the trust
yeah.
could be, I'm talking about the sexual
yeah.
trust.
Yeah.
You want to go to those places where nobody has gone. You know,
right.
you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know if I can say all those things here. No, I can't. She nodded her head. So give that partner that pleasure they deserve, they want. And if the other one is not comfortable, you can say, I'm doing it for you. Maybe I'm doing it just once for you.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it. I'm going to do it for you once, but
yeah.
that's it,
yeah.
right? Don't expect it again, but it's happening. So I'm not saying just for women's side.
Yeah.
I'm talking about men too, you know.
Yeah.
You can let your men know that this is what makes you happy. And then men say, I don't like it though. But then,
yeah.
all right, I'll do it for you once. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the conversations sometimes we miss out. We kind of in a
yeah.
different areas and explore. Explore, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, exploring is the key. And making it... relationship, keeping it exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you have to do something. Bringing flowers, yes, it's
yeah.
getting old.
Yeah, okay, I still like my flowers.
You take a picture, you post in a Facebook, let your friends or people know that you got flowers from your, you know,
significant other,
and then makes your day. But then it fades away. But if you have a really fun night with your partner, that would last.
Yeah.
That will last. That will put a smile on your face for weeks to go.
Yeah, I mean, we talk to our friends about our fantasies, about what we want in life
mm-hmm.
from our partners. We are so free with our girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
But yet when it comes to our own spouse, we hesitate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like, oh, we are past that stage in our life. Now
mm-hmm.
it's all about the children.
Right.
But it should not be that way. It should
yeah.
be more about... you know, because at the end of the day, you are living with that person. You're not living with your girlfriends.
Yes.
So it is important to open that dialogue, like you said, and say what's on your mind. Be it sexual, non-sexual, that's fine. I mean, that's what the marriage is about, and that's why you're in it. You're not only in it because you like each other's company. You could like each other's company, you know, like other people's company, but with your own spouse. It's more about being compatible in every way.
Mm-hmm.
So even if your spouse, like you said, if your spouse comes to you and tells you, hey, you know, I want to try this, I want to do that, there's no harm in doing it. There's no harm in trying it, right? And I think a lot of ladies especially, and that's where I think we go wrong. We
mm-hmm.
we think like, no, we shouldn't be doing it. It's a wrong thing. And, you know, we should not be creative in bed. That is wrong. And those are the sparks. Those are the reasons why I think, you know, sometimes things happen. And sometimes you give it your all and things don't, you know, things still go the other way.
Yeah.
Then it's just not meant to happen.
Right.
It's just not meant to be. And then you deal with it otherwise, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So with the last note, I want to say affair is in a symptom of a distressed relationship. So we should not think that affair happens because there is only the sexual relationship is missing. It could be number of things happening in the relationship. So be creative to also explore what's the reason you are missing that fire.
Yes.
Right? There could be lack of communication and inequality in relationship. Mm-hmm. So all those things needs to be also talked about openly. If you are feeling basically disconnected from your significant other.
I think honesty is key. It's being honest. Yes. You know, if you cannot be honest with in that relationship, I think that what mm-hmm. lacks. Because sometimes the woman or man may just want you to be straightforward and honest and be open about the relationship, and there should not be any hesitation in that. And, you know, like everyone should be able to, you know, whatever it may be, it might be the worst honesty that you have to face. But if you face it, that just sort of clears a lot of misunderstandings. Mm-hmm. And I think being open and being honest is one of the key elements in, you know, in Definitely. Trying to overcome the infidelity.
That's true. Very yeah. true. And then the other side is the partner should not hold, like we talked a lot about that, holding the resentment and bitterness forever. And that's where the forgiveness happens. And like I said, forgiveness is a process. It does not happen. Forgive me and you're forgiven.
Yeah.
Right? It's a process, giving that space, giving that time. Could be 2 months to 2 years. And it could be sometime lifetime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You feel like you're ready to be in the lifetime jail of that. That's okay too, you know?
Yeah.
It's a bittersweet from there onwards in a relationship once that infidelity happens. So anyway,
wow.
With that note, yes.
Well, Bhavna, thank you so much.